Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, September 16, 2020, Natural Resource Commission meeting, September 2020. The Natural Resource Commission met on September 10, 2020. The meeting was held at the Brent S. Olson Memorial Visitor Center in Pisgah. Teleconference participation was also available. The following topics are among those discussed. Director Remarks. Department of Natural Resources Director Kayla Lyon mentioned some state parks still affected by the derecho storm. The director also mentioned deer exchange progress as well as increases year to year in deer hunting licenses. Budget request fiscal year 2022. The fiscal year 2022 budget request includes the following appropriations: $6.9 million from the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, RIIF, for lake water quality improvements, an increase of $1 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. $500,000 from the RIIF for water trails / lowhead dams, an increase of $250,000 compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. $2 million from the RIIF for park infrastructure improvements, an increase of $1 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Contracts approved. The following contracts were approved. A contract with NatureServe for software supporting the Iowa Natural Areas Inventory. The amount is not to exceed $34,000. Around half of the cost will be the annual licensing fee funded by the General Fund and the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund. A contract with Visual Labs Incorporated for body cameras to be utilized by peace officers not to exceed $96,000. The two-year contract extends to 2022 and is funded by the Fish and Wildlife Trust Fund. A multi-year contract with the University of Iowa for a study on the Iowa Great Lakes not to exceed $287,000. The study will be funded by the Lake Restoration Program. Three timber sale contracts at Shimmick State Park, $68,000, and Yellow River State Forest, $95,000 and $52,000. The funds will be deposited in the Land and Water Conservation Fund, Forestry. Public lands acquisitions. The Commission approved the following land acquisitions: a total of 80 acres near the North River Wildlife Management Area, WMA. The purchase price of $360,000 will be funded by the Federal Pittman-Robertson Program, $270,000, and the Wildlife Habitat Stamp, $90,000. A total of 243 acres near Stone State Park, Hinda Hills, WMA. The purchase price of $335,000 will be funded by Resource Enhancement and Protection, or REAP, public / private funds. Construction projects. The Commission approved storm water improvements at Chuck Gipp Decora Fish Hatchery at a cost of $150,000. The next meeting will be held October 8, 2020. The LSA staff contacts for this fiscal update are Rodrigo Acevedo, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6764, and Joe Simpson of the Legal Services Division at 515-725-2251.